This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, I wonder, if you just ask the average American, hey, do you think we should shut down the U.S. government? Do you think the U.S. government is out of control and their spending is out of control? I wonder what the average American would say. I think that they would probably, maybe by a small margin, but I think most would support that as long as the messaging was correct. But see, the Republicans have horrible messaging. By the way, where is Ronna Romney McDaniel during any of this? Nowhere to be found. What's new? She's great at that. I got to tell you, she is great at disappearing. Man, isn't that amazing? Don't you love that out of a leader, too? You're always thinking, man, I just wish I had a leader that knew how to disappear. I just wish I had a leader that knew how to completely disappear when we needed that leader the most, when the most important times were ahead of us. I just wish we had somebody that could just vanish and be nowhere to be found. That's Ronna Romney McDaniel for you. So here's the continued resolution proposed by the Republicans, and they think this is some kind of a victory. I mean, I guess it's a victory if you just want to slow your death. The 30-day continued resolution. And see, here's another problem. Again, I just don't, there's no leadership here. The Republicans have a messaging problem. They don't even know how to communicate in basic communication skills. I mean, folks, this is communication 101. This is communication 101. When they say the 30-day CR does two things, how many people in this audience know what CR means? I'm not trying to be rude. This is political wonk. How many people know what CR means? Less than half. If even 10%. Why are you tweeting out the 30-day CR does two things? Nobody knows what you're talking about. Why don't we have clear basic communication skills? This goes beyond just Republicans in Congress. I mean, it's basically our language is being destroyed. We don't even know how to properly communicate anymore. The 30-day continued resolution. Continued resolution. Meaning, we're not going to shut down the government, and this is the bill that's going to do it. This is the continued resolution. And then here are the agreements. We ought to learn how to communicate better. Secure the southern border. You really believe that? Who here really believes that this continued resolution is going to secure the southern border? Yeah, right. Yeah, sure it will. Hell yeah. Uh-huh. The Biden administration is making it illegal to have border walls. They're making it illegal to have a barrier whatsoever. So Arizona tried to get creative. They said, well, let's just use these old shipping crates and we'll just turn that into a makeshift wall. And then, you know, technically it's not a wall. It's just trash at the border. The Biden administration doesn't clean up any of the other trash at the border. So let's just go put these crates down there as a makeshift wall and it'll just be like trash. And the Biden administration banned it. Okay, so then Texas said, well, we'll get a little creative. We'll do something here at a state level. We'll put floating barriers out in the water. And maybe that can deter some of the illegal immigration. And the Biden administration banned it. And now they're fighting in court. They tried to put up barbed wire at the border, just a basic barrier. Biden administration banned it, sent Border Patrol down there to clean it up. So they don't clean up any of the trash. I mean, I've been down there. There's trash everywhere. They don't clean that up. They clean up the barriers and say, we need to clean up this trash. And I'm going to sit here like a fool and believe that this continued resolution is going to stop the invasion at the southern border. How dumb do you think I am? And then it says it's going to cut government spending by 8% and there's going to be no Ukraine money. This is a losing bill up one side and down the other. And the fact that Republicans in Congress are trying to convince you otherwise is pathetic. And I like Byron Donalds. I think he's a great representative. But Byron, you're not fooling me. You're not fooling anybody.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, we're into hour number two here of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer filling in. I'm getting a little politically wonky today, only because I'm not going to sit here and be made a fool of. I'm not going to sit here because here's the thing. We have made inroads. We have a beachhead in the Republican Party where we can actually peacefully, politically, legally, lawfully try to save our country, which is the goal. So, yeah, if we can take control of the Republican Party with people that actually have common sense and have basic conservative political values, then yeah, absolutely, we should support that movement. And what's going on today with this continued resolution and the threat of a government shutdown is the perfect example of when it's time to get politically involved. Now, I understand there are things called Pyrrhic victories or sometimes you have to take the loss to get the greater win. All kinds of examples of this throughout human history. It's kind of like, it's one of my favorite movies. Have you ever seen the movie 300, where King Leonidas takes his 300 men and he says, well, if they assassinate the king, then they'll have an entire army to deal with. So he knew he was going to go in there and take a loss. But ultimately, that was going to mean a victory for his people. So I get that. But I don't know if this is the time to be doing that right now with the House Republicans. So if you want to take that strategy, you'd say, okay, fine. Okay, fine, as Byron Donalds is selling us this today, that the continued resolution will secure the southern border, cut government spending by 8%. Ooh. And no money will go to Ukraine. I'd say, okay, fine. Fine, Byron. Fine. We'll accept your continued resolution. And I guarantee to you, hell, it'll even happen within the 30 days. And they claim, well, it's not going to happen within 30 days. Oh, it will. I guarantee you, if the Republicans in the House take the continued resolution, there will still be hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants pouring over the southern border, and the Biden administration will find a way to send more money to Ukraine. Okay? 100% guarantee. I will 100% guarantee that for you right here today. And Byron Donalds has to know that. He has to know that that's the truth. So why he's playing politics with this, I don't know. But come on, Byron. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. There is nothing you can do to stop the southern border invasion right now. And there's nothing you can do to stop the Biden administration from sending more money to Ukraine. And so the only strategy you have to take is win at all cost strategy. Now, this is an ongoing situation. Matt Gaetz is taking the leadership role that we need. Matt Gaetz is taking the leadership role that Kevin McCarthy claimed he wanted to take, but then just became a swamp creature. Gaetz tweeting out, Kevin McCarthy opposition is growing. Victoria Spartz issues a statement opposing lack of leadership by Kevin McCarthy. Victoria Spartz issued the following statement on her opposition to the proposed continued resolution deal. Unfortunately, real leadership takes courage and willingness to fight for the country, not for power and a picture on a wall. Ooh. The Republican House is failing the American people again and pursuing a path of gamesmanship and circus. Oh, she's nailing it. Neither Republicans nor Democrats have the backbone to challenge the corrupt swamp that is bankrupting our children and grandchildren. It is a shame that our weak speaker cannot even commit to having a commission to discuss our looming fiscal catastrophe. Our founding fathers would be rolling over in their graves to see how this institution is betraying our republic for personal political ambitions, and our children will be ashamed of another worthless Congress. Representative Victoria Spartz, Indiana District 5. Well, that sums it up pretty well, doesn't it? And she was one of the 15 no votes on this continued resolution. And it is a small margin in the House. I think it's like 11 or 12 that as long as they stay in opposition, they can't get anything through. It's just like the Freedom Caucus during McCarthy's battle and vote to become the speaker. And what a phony bag of fluff, empty suit Kevin McCarthy ends up being. He fought tooth and nail. He scratched and clawed to be the Speaker of the House, and now he is, and he's doing what? Nothing. Nothing. So, to me, there's two theories of thought here. One, you say, okay, and maybe this is how Matt Gaetz could play it if he feels he's going to lose these votes. You say, okay, fine. Fine, McCarthy. We'll give you your continued resolution. But I'm going to come out and I'm going to make a guarantee right now. And you could even, I mean, you could really throw some weight around and say, hey, Kevin, you can have my vote and I'll convince all the other Republicans in the House to vote for your continued resolution bill. But, if in the next 30 days the Biden administration sends more money to Ukraine and another illegal immigrant crosses the southern border, you have to step down as Speaker. Well, that's one way to get rid of Kevin McCarthy, because you know, and I know, and Kevin McCarthy knows, and everybody inside the Republican House knows, that this continued resolution will not stop a single illegal immigrant, and it will not stop a single dime from being sent to Ukraine by the Biden administration. Who do you think you're kidding? Who do you think you're kidding? And, you know, maybe I should use this opportunity to address this Lauren Boebert situation here. Because you notice how she's always voting the right way? She's got a really good voting record, actually. She's probably top 10% of Republicans in Congress as far as her voting record is concerned. And now I have to sit here and I have to watch 20-nothing-year-old conservative influencers dump on her. And then I have to watch the same conservatives that have been in the media for decades and watched conservative values in politics and in culture go down the drain year after year after year. And now those people are going to come after Lauren Boebert. The same people that have been in conservative politics for decades are now dumping on Boebert, saying she's the problem. You're the problem. 20-nothing-year-olds with barely any life experience dumping on Lauren Boebert, saying she's the problem. You're the problem. Don't forget what the Democrats tried to do just to get Lauren Boebert out of office. They fought for months after the election was over to remove her. Then it turns out that this guy she's on a date with is he owns a gay bar and is a big Democrat
What if the whole thing was a setup? Now you're doing the Democrats' work for them? Now you have been tricked and duped by liberals. You conservatives getting tricked and duped by liberals. Wow, you must not be very bright. What if the whole thing was a setup to take Lauren Boebert out from the very beginning? Look, Lauren Boebert's private life, quite frankly, is none of my business to this extent with her divorce and her kids and everything. But you know, maybe she's vulnerable or maybe she's behaving like other divorced single mothers. Very common. And so maybe she did get set up, and now you're going to do the Democrats' dirty work for them by trying to get her out and have her primaried and probably cost Republicans another seat and one of our best, strongest, most consistent votes, and not bad for the culture either. Oh, my gosh. Oh, she was vaping. Oh, she got groped out of the... You know what? Maybe she made a mistake, and maybe she can do better. But really, this is the hill to die on. And she's up there still voting for us the right way again today when most of the other Republicans will not. And it's the same people saying, this is what's wrong with Republicans.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Some other news, including why the Democrats are in an absolute panic right now, and all their behavior shows that. But first, this special message from Alex Jones.
The trifecta pack is back. It's been years since we offered this. 40% off on three of our best-selling products that synergistically work together like nothing you've ever seen. I've got a very exciting announcement to make. It's been a long time since we offered 40% off on our flagship products. And normally when we do, it's just one product. Well, the trifecta sale, we haven't done it over 4 years, is back. DNA Force Plus, with all the incredible ingredients, the PQQ, the CoQ10, it cleans out your cells and makes your telomeres last longer. It's amazing. It's back in stock. We also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with the strongest 95% curcuminoid turmeric in it. Incredible anti-inflammation. Just so good. Look at the health benefits of turmeric and then realize this is the strongest turmeric on the market, 95% curcuminoid. It's got a bunch of other great ingredients as well to supercharge it. Go check it out, InfoWarsStore.com, and do your own research. And then finally, sold out for a long time, the Real Red Pill Plus is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got to go read about what it's got in it. Special amino acids that supercharge the folic acid. That's key in energy production in your cells. That's the root level of energy. That's beyond coffee and things. It actually doesn't just stimulate the nerves. It stimulates the cells to be cleaned out and operate better and have higher energy output. It's got a whole bunch of other incredible ingredients that supercharge the folic acid. On top of that, it's got the preglinone. It's got the kitchen sink. Real Red Bull Plus, back in stock. But here's the big announcement. Not only are all three back in stock, 40% off when you get the trifecta, all three together, and they go together. They are amazing. I just started last week when Real Red Pill Plus came back in, taking all three together, and it's almost too much sometimes. In fact, I've actually stopped drinking coffee some days because I am bouncing off the walls like I was 30 years old again when I do it. People have actually noticed on the air, kind of the old Tasmanian devil's been aback a little bit, and it's because I'm taking the turmeric, and all the other great ingredients Bodies has. I'm taking Real Red Pill Plus, and I'm taking DNA Force Plus, and drinking a lot of clean water, and I'm taking my X3. So they're all available at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta sale, and it keeps the broadcast on the air. I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage, because I know the people that have ordered before are going to order because you know it works. If you've been on the fence and you've never tried one or more of these products, all three together, they're incredible. This is a great way to save 40% and experience this. So go now to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and get 40% off on the trifecta pack.
All right, we rejoin you in studio now, and I want to talk about a gut-wrenching story here. Man, the political persecution is out of control. The double standard for justice is criminal. A D.C. jury, just convicted two 70-plus-year-old pro-life activists, and a D.C. judge immediately ordered them into custody. My God. Announced by D.C. U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves, whose wife is a radical pro-abortion activist. Julie Kelly has the story here. Three defendants convicted of federal civil rights conspiracy and freedom of access to clinic entrances. Oh, the Justice Department is now concerned about civil rights and making sure you get access? Unless, of course, you're a Trump supporter, then, you know, then your civil rights are criminal. for obstructing access to a reproductive health services facility because they're outside protesting. So let's take a look at these violent criminals. Look at that. Aren't you so glad these violent, raging criminals are off the streets? Are they like the Democrat attorneys that firebombed a police car? Are they like the Democrat George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, Antifa rioters that burnt entire cities to the ground, billions in property damage, hundreds of hospitalizations, dozens of deaths? No, no, they're much worse. So they'll be taken into custody immediately. These could be great grandmothers. If you're an audio audience member today, on the screen we have the 73 and 74 year old ladies. This country is out of control. And I got to tell you, because I am a firm believer that America is worth fighting for, freedom is worth fighting for, and that, I don't know where else you go, really. I mean, even if there are some countries that come up and might want to preserve freedom and independence for their people, like El Salvador, we'll see what happens with the most right-wing candidate internationally right now in Argentina. But it's just like, at this point, when people tell me, I got to get out of this country, this is an authoritarian state, we have an out of control rogue government that's weaponized against the people. Yeah, when they're putting grannies in jail for being pro life activists, I get it. I'd say, you know what? Not my stance. I believe America's worth fighting for. But you know what? Yeah, this government is so criminal and out of control that they'll put grandmothers and they'll goose step them into the gulags right after their court date. Yeah, I get it. I get it. This is the most dangerous government on the planet now. I mean, what is this, Russia? I thought Russia was the bad guy. I thought Russia were the authoritarians that arrested grannies for free speech, speaking out against the government. I thought that was China. I thought that was Russia. I thought that was North Korea. No, that's the United States of America. That's the Democrats. So all the jokes, which weren't really jokes, but all the political references, what is this, Russia? Oh, what is this, Communist China? Oh, what is this, North Korea? No, this is America. This is Democrat Party-run America, where grandmothers get goose-stepped into the gulag for being pro-life protesters. Gee, Grandma. I guess you made the wrong decision, Grandma. You should have been a liberal pro-choice activist, and you should have burned down a Catholic church, or you should have burned down a birthing center, or you should have burned down a pro-life facility. Then you'd be released on the streets. Then the Democrats would do a fundraiser for you. But because these grandmas decided to protest for life and be a pro-life protester, they get goose-stepped into the gulag. And how sick do you have to be to be that individual that throws cuffs on a gray-haired granny and marches her into a jail cell? How sick. So I get it. You know, I got to tell you, I get it, folks. I mean, if you haven't thought about your own survival instinct and just having any semblance of freedom, which would mean for you to leave this country, I mean, I get it. I get it. When you see stories like that, I get it. Believe me, I get it.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. We put our faith, and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know what you give? I'll tell you more like what it is when the storm arrives.
All right, we got so much going on right now. It's hard to focus on anything. It's like a merry-go-round, except the lever is broken, and now it's at max speed.
So you can try to jump off without breaking a leg, but it's hard to get focus on anything. So let's talk about the panicked Democrats right now. And sometimes their media mouthpieces are the greatest indicator of what they're feeling on the inside. Now, I'll get into the news stories and the developments that lead us here, but here's Nicole Wallace with MSNBC freaking out over the weekend at Trump's rise in popularity, and just listen to the panic in her voice and her presentation here over the weekend discovering that Trump is popular and that their propaganda isn't working in clip 16.
People say privately all the time and not on TV all very often something really bad in this country. Fox News had to veer away from a lunatic spewing hatred and death threats for Democratic officials in New York because of the migrant caucus. Everyone is on, I don't even know the word. Everyone knows that we're walking into something hideous and no one will do anything. I refuse to believe that nothing can be done. These are people getting their information in part because of the vacuum being created by people with, I don't even know if we call it a spine anymore. That might be an insult to spines. But there are still people out there with followings.
Insult to spines.
And here's what I want to ask you. When something happens, what do you want to be able to tell your kids and grandkids you did? You good with nothing? You good with, I didn't do anything because I didn't think anyone would.
What are you calling for?
Trump tweeted something mean about me.
Is that a call for violence?
Because you did something. I tried to do something. Where are
all the Republicans? Should she be criminally charged?
Still have little slivers of a following in the cesspool that is the MAGA base.
Oh, we're the cesspool. Oh, okay, that's good, guys. That's good. We're the cesspool, not Washington, D.C. No, the American people are the cesspool, not the American media. The American people. Not Congress, not politics. It's you, the people. But let's give an analogy for what Nicole Wallace is so freaked out about. Imagine you're sitting at home on a Friday night with your family. Popcorn's fresh. Sit down. Movie's about to start. You and your family just trying to enjoy a nice night in. And all of a sudden, somebody kicks in your door and wants to rob you and is threatening you. And then somebody stands up, the man of the house, whatever, stands up, grabs their gun and says, hey, you better get the hell out of here right now. And then the thief and the criminal that broke into your house says, hey, whoa, things are about to hit the fan here. Hey, whoa, calm down. We don't want things getting out of hand here. What is going on? This is madness. This is insanity. You're out of control. What is wrong with you? Well, of course, that's insane. But that's what this is. That's exactly what this is. They have opened up our southern border and millions of people have come into this country at your expense. They have funded a war in Ukraine. The high estimate is hundreds of thousands have died. The low estimate is about 70, 80,000 have died. And that's on your dime. Gas prices are up. Inflation is up. Taxes is up. Energy bills is up. Grocery bills is up. And you're supposed to sit there and quietly take it. And because you're upset, Nicole Wallace has the issue with you. But no, that's exactly what this is. You're sitting at home on a Friday night trying to mind your own business with your family. A criminal breaks into your house and threatens to rob you. And you get up and protect your house and your family with a gun. And the criminal says, hey, whoa, we don't need stuff to get out of hand here. Calm down. Sit back down. Sit down and calm down or things are going to get bad. Who's supposed to be in control of that situation? No, see, the Democrats are panicked because they know their propaganda isn't working. They know Americans are realizing what Bidenomics actually is. Higher gas prices, higher energy prices, higher grocery bills, higher taxes, total illegal immigration. All the money for Ukraine, no money for Hawaii, no money for East Palestine. A president that can't even do a press conference. And Biden's poll numbers are tanking. Trump's poll numbers are up and up and up. By the way, here's just a quick update from the Biden administration. Biden took a vacation this weekend. He went to his beachfront mansion in Delaware. He has now spent 384 days of his presidency on vacation. That's 40%, 40% of his presidency on vacation. Must be nice. Must be nice. And Nicole Wallace says, sit down and shut up. What in the hell is wrong with you complaining about Joe Biden? You're the problem. A panicked Nicole Wallace says as her propaganda fails. Then he tried to go to dinner with his family. He couldn't even walk. Joe Biden needs help walking upstairs with his daughter, Ashley. I guess it's probably more appropriate than what we saw or heard about them doing in the shower. It's nice for Ashley to forgive Joe for the inappropriate behavior in the shower, though, you have to say. And then there's Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris lectures on racist criminal justice system. Uh-huh. Which she knows all about. She was part of it. Because remember, she kept black men in prison past their release dates so that she could take advantage of the cheap state labor. So everybody knows Biden's a total fraud. Everybody knows Kamala Harris is a total fraud. The MSNBC, Nicole Wallace propaganda machine is not working. And maybe that's why she's so concerned, because maybe she's going to lose her cushy job that she doesn't deserve with that massive paycheck that she never earned because nobody buys her propaganda. Donald Trump leads Joe Biden nationally in head-to-head presidential race. Almost every poll now is returning with Donald Trump beating Joe Biden head-to-head, just like it was before. And Reuters released a map of their polls statewide, or rather state by state, showing what would happen if the election was held tomorrow. Now, here's what's funny about this. This is probably most likely, I'm about to engage in criminal free speech. Don't tell the feds. This is most likely more closely a representation of how the 2020 presidential race actually finished, right there on the screen. So, what's going to happen when, for the next 420 or 30 odd days, all the national polling indicates that this is our electoral map heading into the 2024 election? And then what's going to happen on election night? Magically, Arizona will be blue, Nevada will be blue, Georgia will be blue, Wisconsin will be blue, Michigan will be blue, Pennsylvania will be blue, even though every single poll and every single indicator has Trump winning those states, just like he was 95% of the time during the 2020 election, and then magically at 3:30 in the morning, it flipped blue. Because I'm going to tell you right now, that's what pace we're on. From where we stand right now, and keep in mind there's going to be a lot of changes that happen between now and the election, obviously. But I'm just telling you that the path that we're on right now is that this is going to be how all the polling indicates the 2024 election will go. And it'll go just like it did in 2020. And then those same five states will flip blue at 3:00 in the morning, just like they did in 2020. This is the path we're on. And so I guess we have to relive it and for the American people to see.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Mexico to the United States, a train.
I mean, if you're an audience member today, audio audience member today, folks, we are reaching levels of insanity with this illegal immigration, the likes of which you can't even believe. We're talking about hundreds of train cars not filled with coal, not filled with anything like that, not filled with any resources or goods or anything, but illegal immigrants. So, train loads, literal train loads of illegal immigrants coming across the border. And you really believe this continued resolution is going to stop the illegal immigration? Please, Byron Donalds, you're better than that. You're better than that. By the way, I have been chomping at the bit with the crew here to get a couple individuals that are covering the open southern border on the air, and they're so busy documenting the illegal immigration, there's not a moment to rest that we can't even get them on. They're like, yeah, I'd love to schedule a time to come on, but the illegal immigration issue is so insane, and I've got to be available to document it at all times, so they just can't even commit to coming on the show. because it's a 24/7 stream pipeline of illegal immigrants. Now it's by the train load. You think that this is going to be, oh, you think this is the only train load? Let me tell you how this goes. Because Fox News got this footage, and I know how this goes. So this means that this was probably the second, third, fourth, maybe fifth train load. And whoever has access to that security camera at that train stop contacted somebody in the media and said, hey, I've got footage for you that nobody's seen of a literal train load of illegal immigrants coming into the country. They say, what? A train load? They say, yeah, let me send you the footage. We've been watching it for months. It's kind of like, how do you think we got all that footage of the plane loads, the bus loads, the taxi cabs, and everything else that we got? We get contacted by whistleblowers. They tell us where to go. They tell us where the illegal immigrants are coming across. We go to the spots. We film it. That's how this works. So that is not the first train load, and I will bet you right now it won't be the last. Even if they pass this continued resolution, nobody's stopping this illegal immigration. Footage shows migrants cheering, migrants, illegal immigrants. Let's call them what they are, illegal immigrants. Because we have an immigration process in this country. So no, you are an illegal immigrant. Hell, I'm not even allowed to speak freely in my own country. I'm not even allowed to be anywhere near the U.S. Capitol in my own country. But you can hop on a train and come here illegally and get thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars in value of free handouts from our government. Insanity. Insanity. So it's not the first train load, it's not the last. And you now have judges that are blocking fundraising groups from funding Border Patrol. Remember, there was the group that tried to independently fund the wall. They got investigated. They got shut down by the IRS. And now you've got a judge in Brownsville who is blocking financial donations to law enforcement that are trying to stop the illegal immigrants from coming in. And so here he is giving a Border Patrol officer a hard time because he wants to accept these funds to try to do his job and stop the illegal immigrants. And a liberal judge makes sure that those funds get blocked. And here he is explaining it in clip 12.
This appeared to be a political event. Not that there's anything wrong with that,
yes, sir.
But I'm very curious why you were the only one selected or given an opportunity to fund
it. So pause it real quick for a little more context here. He says, oh, it's political. It's political to take fundraising efforts from private citizens to support Border Patrol. So, okay, if I go down to Brownsville, Texas right now, and I go to one of these hot border areas, and there's 30 Border Patrol agents around, and I decide to have a barbecue, and I say, hey, I want to support Border Patrol. I'm going to have a barbecue. You guys like brisket? You guys like pulled pork sandwiches? We're going to have a barbecue here. And then what? A liberal judge is going to say, that's political. Well, what is he really saying? Folks, he's telling you the whole story, that only conservatives and Republicans support stopping illegal immigration. And any action taken or any support to try to stop the illegal immigration is considered a Republican Party activity, and therefore judges rule that it must be shut down. So think about that. Wanting to have a border is now considered Republican Party politics. So in other words, what's the opposition? Democrat Party politics want an open border. Continue.
This appeared to be a political event. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yes, sir.
But I'm very curious why you were the only one selected or given an opportunity to fund it or to support it, and you don't want to share any of the money with any of the other constables.
Well, when
he's a border
contacted, we didn't contact anybody about this. They contacted our department.
Who's they?
We fund the Blue Foundation.
And where are they from?
They're from Florida.
Florida?
Yes, sir. They contacted things. So what they do...
Do they support giving money to democratically elected, to Democrats that are elected law enforcement, or just Republicans?
The previous two, they did. Yeah, they were Democratic sheriffs, which was in Del Rio and El Paso.
Oh.
So, sorry, Liberal Judge, wrong.
Funds too. It was $10,000.
Are they donating money to the sheriff's department here?
They, like I said, they did not choose. They chose my department. I got contacted.
Because he's in a border town.
They help out with this event. And, but yeah, as far as it being politically directed,
well,
my part it was not.
In the flyer, it said that they were going to clean up the mess that the Biden administration had left. That was part of the announcement.
I did not see that on the flyer, sir.
You didn't see that?
No, sir. I didn't see that on the flyer about
part
the Biden
of it.
Administration.
Mm-hmm. I think this is a political event, Constable. And to put it under the guise of helping out or cleaning up without getting other parties involved, it's very concerning to me.
Yes, sir.
This is unreal. By the way, nobody's covering this. The only news outlet that's covered this is the Post Millennial. So if you try to find any news on this, you can't. But guys, see if you can pull it up before the break on the Post Millennial. If you just search, like, back the blue or whatever it was called, fund the blue, or I forget what he said there. Post Millennial, only place covering it. So the liberal judge thinks he catches the sheriff's department by saying, well, this group only funds Republicans. And he says, nope, they funded the last two sheriffs. They were both Democrats. Oops. Oops. There it is. Good job, guys. Democrat judge blocks $15,000 donation to Texas border town law enforcement as Biden border crisis rages on. He says, well, why do they only give the money to you? Because it's a border town. It's for border security. So if I have a border security fund, am I going to give that to Iowa? They're so disingenuous. They're such liars. Why didn't you share that border patrol fund with Iowa? Now I'm reaching because this is obviously Texas, but that'd be like, oh, okay, why didn't you share that border patrol fund with Dallas? Because Dallas isn't a border area. Why didn't you give that money to Travis County? Because Travis County isn't at the border. So we fund the blue. $15,000, folks. Hey, that's a great effort, and those groups doing that, good for them. But $15,000 is barely anything. And by the way, I know some of the groups there that help fund that. Water filter groups, gun rights groups. $15,000 is kind of just like a pat on the back. Again, that's great. Democrat judges won't even allow you to walk up to a Border Patrol agent and just give them a little pat on the back. Again, if I go down and I say, hey, I'm going to have a barbecue for Border Patrol agents, are they going to shut that down too? So you need to do that for Texas. You need to do that for Dallas and Austin and everywhere else too. Well, it's a border fund. I don't care. I mean, Democrats at every level are doing everything they can to destroy this country.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.